Hi there, it's Monday, November 22nd, and that means two things. You can save money on Christmas presents by talking politics this Thanksgiving, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Tech and their direct drive LED HID replacement lamps. So, switch over to LED. You know what else switches? These things. They've got two of them, one for 80 watts and one for 115 watts. Power selection and color selection right on there. Three options on the device that saves you SKUs, saves you space, but lets you offer what you need. Also available with a SmartPort G2 screw-in sensor for motion sensing, daylight harvesting. That's light made easy on KeystoneTech.com. And NEMA is calling for more semiconductors. U.S. production needs to overcome Moore's second law real quick, as far as they're concerned. The AIA is reporting more demand for design service. Architecture service is now close to pre-pandemic levels. L.A. and Long Beach ports will not be fining any backlogged cargo ships until today. As of today, the fines are back. And you can take TED Magazine's retrofit survey and have your say in their March feature issue. Get a Grip on Lighting has BD Erickson II. Spark Power has lost $2.8 million in Q3. Signify is in the top 1% of corporate sustainability, according to the S&P index. Wesco's CEO sold off 44,000 shares last week. ACJ to equip Airbus with LiFi. These are three private jets planned. Lowe's is posting their Q3 earnings of nearly $2 billion per share. I found this shirt on the side of a bus. That's how I'm doing. Ixtron revenues have nearly doubled. Q3 sales for the equipment maker are way up. The IALD has inducted two new fellows. LedTech should be profitable by the end of the year. That's a manufacturer in China. CARB has certified UV products for healthcare lighting. This is a California authority approving of disinfection tools. The IALD also gives a lifetime achievement award to Barbara Horton, the eighth such person to receive the award. CS&E has named products of the year. This is according to their 17th annual awards. Guarantee Electrical has bought Ashinger Electric. This is a St. Louis area deal that will close at the end of the year. Leviton has won two awards, one from CSE and one from FacilitiesNet for their GreenMax DRC system. Lighting Europe is finding non-compliant products all over the internet, so watch out. In legal news, CAO is suing Signify. This is a patent complaint for multi-panel devices, and a court order has demanded the search and seizure of infringing products in the EU. These are related to Solviosis patents. In Lightfair recaps, we have one more week of them from the LED Diva blog. But in other events, we have on December 2nd, LPS Live panel discussions webinar. You can check that out. The IALD is looking for award submissions. They've extended that till the 1st of December. IES NYC's 2022 Lumen Awards are open for submissions. That due date is the 14th of January. ArcLight's looking for speakers on November 18th. There was a webcast on UV measurement. You can check that out. You can watch the on-demand version. PG&E will be hosting a controls webinar on the 2nd. On the 23rd, SLL will be hosting a webinar on relighting the Acropolis, and another SLL webinar on December 2nd. We have Martian Housing and What It Means for Human-Centric Lighting from Dr. Mithil. In rep agency updates, Leviton Canada has picked S&D Lighting for GTA and national accounts. ECNS partners with Eaglestone in Metro New York. Classic Wire and Cable has teamed up with Mulcone and Associates for North Illinois and Eastern Wisconsin. Resource Lighting Group, they're out of Detroit, will be closing all of their stores, and LightSpec is buying Lighting Unlimited. In recommended reading, all of these on Nailed, by the way, you have a case study on the upgrades of the College of New Caledonia. We have Gavin Broden on lighting. He's an architect. He's been interviewed. We have Overlooked efficiency tax deductions you can find. We have harmonized two-stage LED driver systems. We have color names and shades of gray presented by the IES. We have five questions with Kevin Poik and Acuity's Andrew Banovic on field adjustable luminaires. In IoT news, Legrand has released a white paper on security, and Cooper has partnered with Funware. In horticultural news, U of Guelph has advanced to the next phase of Deep Space Food Challenge. This is a NASA competition. In market projections, smart lighting will value $50 billion by 2028. Quantum dots market will grow by 23%, 60% growth in force UVC equipment, and emergency lighting will be worth $1 billion by 2030. In R&D, Crystal has created their first ever, 110,000-hour UVC LED. In Dark Sky News, Mojave Trail's National Monument might be the next IDA sanctuary. Most Allen measurements have discard results from moonlight heavy nights, but these Chinese UK researchers have a solution for that. We have Lyndon B. Johnson National Park in Texas, recognized by the IDA. We have a discussion of melatonin as pain relief. We have Cumberland, BC's dark sky-friendly street lighting still drawing brightness complaints. And in local news, Lockport, New York completed 1,900 streetlight upgrades. Portage, Michigan will be upgrading lighting in city-owned buildings. Albuquerque, New Mexico is showing off decorative lighting in Old Town. Tupelo is beginning their streetlight upgrades. We have calls for more light at UTX's Austin West Campus. And Salmon Arm BC is planning a bulb recycling event. In weirdness, blue waves are lapping on Marina Del Rey because bioluminescent algae season is back. And you can make a wearable device that detects UV exposure. And people news, we have Acuity's John Kimmel set to retire, and Mike Jensen's now serving as COO and EVP at Orion. I've been Scott Wachter. Have a good week. Have a good time. Enjoy the music. See ya. Give it-